A man is in critical condition today after being seriously injured in a Sunday night motorcycle crash. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says shortly after 10 p.m. on Sunday, officers responded to a report of a single-vehicle collision on West Bay Road, east of Willie Farrington Drive in West Bay. Police say a motorcycle rider lost control of the motorcycle and left the roadway. Emergency services attended the location, and the man was transported by ambulance to the Cayman Islands Hospital, where he remains in critical condition. Healthy aging starts now. That's the theme of this year's Caribbean Wellness Day. The Health Services Authority has several activities planned for Cayman's seniors for 2019.
This year's theme is Healthy Aging Starts Now. Therefore, for Caribbean Wellness Day 2019, are focusing on healthy lifestyle practices that can help to prevent or delay people's chances of getting non-communicable disease and maintain a healthy well-being as they age.
Community dietitian Cazalia Rosario tells her the Cayman activities planned will focus on older persons, including those who are bedridden. The HSA will take free dietary sessions, screenings, and counseling into 20 private homes across Grand Cayman from the 16th through to the 20th of September. Caribbean Wellness Day is Saturday. For more information, check out hsa.ky. In other local news, organizers of the 2019 BRAC Autumn Festival are encouraging you to book your flights early to join them for this year's exciting event. Festival Programs Manager Simone Scott promises old-time Cayman demonstrations, local food, arts and crafts.
It needs to have that diversity of different poetry, different arts involved so that different people that enjoy different things can enjoy everything in the festival.
The BRAC Heritage Autumn Festival is taking place on the 27th and 28th of September and then again on October 6th. For more information, head to caymanbracautumnfestival.com. Turning to regional news now, an earthquake with a magnitude of 4.4 rattled Trinidad on Tuesday night, the second quake to have rocked the Caribbean island within a 24-hour period. The Seismic Research Center at the St. Augustine campus of the University of the West Indies said the quake occurred at about 9:31 p.m. It said that the quake was felt 61 kilometers west of the capital of Port of Spain, 86 kilometers northwest of the southern town of San Fernando, as in the previous occasion on Monday, when the island and two other Caribbean countries were rattled by a 4.2 magnitude earthquake. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. We turn now to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it for me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Marion Marshall. Dozens of British MPs have gathered in Westminster, demanding the immediate recall of Parliament following a ruling by Scotland's highest civil court. It declared that Parliament's suspension for 5 weeks, ahead of the Brexit date next month, was unlawful. It found the purpose of the Prime Minister Boris Johnson had been to stymie Parliament. The government says it will appeal to the Supreme Court in London. A Dutch court has acquitted a doctor in a high-profile euthanasia case involving a patient with severe dementia. The doctor, who administered a lethal drug 3 years ago, has now been cleared of failing to do enough to verify that the patient still wished to be euthanized. The president of Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has called for national unity as the body of his predecessor, Robert Mugabe, returned home from Singapore, where he died last week. Mr. Mugabe led Zimbabwe to independence, but went on to preside over its economic collapse. French prosecutors say three women have come forward with allegations in an investigation into whether the disgraced US financier Jeffrey Epstein was involved in sex crimes in France. Investigators want any victims to get in touch. Scientists in Italy have successfully created two northern white rhino embryos. They want to bring the species back from the brink of extinction. The world's last male northern white died in Kenya last year. The former president of Indonesia, B.J. Habibie, has died in Jakarta. He was 83. He was thrust unexpectedly into the leadership 2 decades ago after the resignation of President Suharto following violent unrest. B.J. Habibie is credited with granting independence to East Timor and guiding Indonesia towards democracy. The Turkish footballer Arda Turan has been given a suspended jail sentence of nearly 3 years for firing a gun in a hospital. The Barcelona midfielder had earlier got into a brawl with a pop star. BBC News.